702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Kabazela, how are you with compliments? Do you take them easily? And I wonder if there's like an explanation around the psychology of the discomfort so many of us have with them.
Yeah, good morning, Bongles. I used to get very embarrassed with compliments. And a while ago, there used to be a broadcaster, Tom London. And I used to have that conversation with him about compliments. And he said the best thing that you can do when anybody gives you a compliment is just to look at them and say, thank you very much, and move on. And it's simple, but it's difficult to do, right? Because I don't know why all the psychology of us that we get so embarrassed and then try and make excuses as to why, don't accept that compliment. So it's a weird one. Maybe a psychologist is listening and can give us some insight
and can explain it to us, because I really don't understand. I mean, for example, you come up with such amazing content for what's gone viral, and you've been doing so all these years, week in, week out, day after day, and today's not going to be any different. Tell us about the tweet. Tell us about the tweet on COVID that's gone viral.
Yeah, this one got me thinking, and especially the conversation that you had this morning with thoughts of ending the state of disaster, and, you know, trying to get back into life as we all knew it over 2 years ago. So this was a journalist. His name's Paul O'Donoghue. He works for a news station overseas, and he basically said things we should keep from COVID. So when this eventually passes, what do you think we should keep? What are some of the good things that have come from the regulations that have been implemented, and possibly innovations from COVID? So his top three were basically the option to work from home, more masks on public transport, even during winter cold season. A lot of people were quite outraged about that. I think we're all sick and tired of wearing masks. And then he says distancing in shop queues, which a lot of people loved. So, you know, if you remember 2 years ago, if you were in a queue, people would crowd up right up against you. And since the COVID regulations, people have loved the distance in the queues. And then a whole bunch of other people started coming in with their suggestions and things that they should keep. And some of the sort of summarized points were the use of Zoom to streamline meetings and interviews, improved online education, and a culture of not going into work when you feel sick. So those were some of the big ones that came out of his tweets. What do you think should stay in terms of some of the good things that have come out of COVID? Or perhaps you just think, nothing, I'm sick of it. Just let's get on with life as we used to know.
Gosh, I can readily think of two things. One, I'm going to keep my mask on, particularly in public places, particularly in enclosed spaces. But for me, one of the big things is handshaking. Thank goodness, right? I'm happy to do the elbow bump, perhaps even the fist bump, but I'm very, very happy. Handshaking is becoming a thing of the past. That's certainly something I would like. I would like to keep. I'm sorry, I'm not shaking anybody's hand. That's how I
just wish we could get over the awkwardness now, because whenever you meet somebody, sometimes I'll extend my hand as a normal handshake, and the other person will
come up
with a fist bump, and then it's like, okay,
you meet my elbow.
Awkward.
No, you get over it. You meet my elbow.
Your elbow.
All right, let's put it out there. 011-883-0702. You heard from Professor Mushabela. They're underway, the discussions around what we do next with the state of disaster and the regulations. But is there anything you would like us to keep from the time of the pandemic? You've heard mine. What are yours? 011-883-0702. And then very quickly, Kabazela, tell us about this wife catching her husband watching interesting videos, you say.
Interesting videos indeed. So if you trawl Instagram or Twitter, sometimes you'll come across these videos of skimpily dressed women and, you know, dancing or twerking or whatever it may be. And if you watch one, you then get served, you know, another one and another one and another one. And before you know it, you're watching all these videos. Not that I have any experience in that, Bongles. But this husband was sitting on the couch, and he was watching one of these videos, and he forgot perhaps that his wife was home and that they live in a double-story house. There he is. He's sitting on the couch watching these videos. And there she is behind him on the second floor balcony watching him go through all these videos. So she took a video of it and obviously posted to TikTok. And then she went and fetched her kid's Nerf gun. And then she shot him with the Nerf gun to sort of say, hey, I'm watching you, whatever you're doing. And the reaction is quite interesting in terms of the comments online. A lot of people, you know, some would say, I wouldn't even complain to him about it. I just slowly start losing my feelings for him and care less every time. Other people would say, ah, you know, you don't even own him, move on, et cetera, et cetera. So mixed reactions there. What would you do if you caught your significant other, you know, looking at some skimpily dressed woman or men online behind your back? Would you be offended, or would you just say, hey, you know, attractive people, you can look at them, and as long as you don't touch, it's okay.
Ground, open up and swallow me now, I think is what most people would say about that. That's What's Gone Viral with Kabazela.